The House of Shattered Wings, written by Aliette de Baudard, read by Peter Kenny. 1. The Falling Star. It is almost pleasant at first to be falling. The harsh, unwavering light of the city recedes, leaving you in shadow, leaving only memories of relief. Of a blessed coolness seizing your limbs. Nothing has turned yet into longing, into bitterness, into the cold that will never cease, not even in the heat of summer. The wind, at first, is pleasant too, softly whistling past you, so that you almost don't notice when its cold fingers tear at your wings. Feathers drift off, blinking like forgotten jewels, catching fire and burning like a thousand falling stars in the atmosphere. Some part of you knows you should be experiencing pain, that the flow of crimson blood, the lancing pain in your back, the fiery sensation that seems to have hold of your whole body, they're all yours. They're all irreversible and deadly. But you feel nothing. No exhilaration. No relief. Not the searing agony of your wounds. Nothing but that sense of unnamed relief. That knowledge you won't have to face the judges in the city again. Nothing until...